Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, where you are in our amazing universe. And have you ever ignored your inner knowing only to realize later that you were right all along? And, you know, maybe how much of your life has been shaped by conditioning instead of your truth? Well, welcome to the Dr. Dolores Show, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I'm introducing a series here called Sovereign Self-Mastery. And we are talking about how to reclaim our sovereignty in our next series. And today we're going to be talking about becoming your inner authority, which is so important because we have been duped into believing that, you know, we don't matter maybe, or that, you know, what you have to say isn't worth it. But in actuality, it's about stepping into your power and taking that all back so that you could become the best version of yourself. So, you know, we live in a world that teaches us to trust experts, systems, and, you know, opinions, algorithms, if you're in social media. And, you know, and it's all about external validation before we could say, well, if they say it, then I could trust myself. We're going to do a plot twist where we're going to learn how to trust ourselves and not listen to what the input is of the external. Because trust me, I don't know if you've noticed this, but the external noise has gotten amplified. It was almost as if somebody dialed it up a few notches, and it's become noisier and more chaotic. But yet people are struggling to fit in because they're continuously looking for something outside of themselves instead of coming to ground zero themselves to get that information that is essential to who they are as an individual. So, you know, we have been disconnected from our own inner authority. And, you know, basically we look outside of ourselves instead of trusting that innate wisdom within. And, you know, usually it's done by programming in our, you know, family of origin, or even our culture, or what is, and that really is not us personally, it's what's external to us that's influencing us. So, you know, I'm hoping that what I share with you today is going to allow you to remember who you are, because you have always been there. It's like sometimes we've forgotten who we are, or we've ignored who we are, or it's been hidden underneath, you know, some old patterns and thoughts, but it's still there. And it's like, it's about having a renaissance of coming back to self. So, you know, most people are conditioned early in their lives to override themselves, meaning that, you know what, don't trust your feelings. Be practical. Don't rock the boat. God forbid if you rock the boat and you have an original thought, you would just, you know, everything would just go to hell in the handbasket and start going sideways, because, you know, you were the outlier that probably had the right information, but everybody was trying to confine you into a little box and have you, you know, behave a certain way. I just have this visual of all these boxes on a shelf of how you had to be in order to be with grandma or with mom or out in society. And it's like you put on this persona that you put in a box. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of sad in the same way. Because we would morph ourselves into other people would want us to be. And it's just like, that's just maddening. It's just crazy making. It's like, it's about you not being allowed to be yourself, but also over time, it's not giving yourself permission to be yourself. So our intuition is our North Star, our inner barometer. And over time, when we disconnect from that intuition in order to survive, belong, or feel safe, we kind of put it on hold and ignore it. And, you know, hopefully when we get older, we get reintroduced to it. Or, you know, you're up against a wall and you can't understand why your life isn't working. Well, maybe it's because you have abandoned a part of yourself that really needs to be part of who you are. So just to remember this, your inner authority is not your ego, okay? It's a very deep resonance of truth within your soul, body, and energetic system. So let's talk a little bit about inner authority. You know, what inner authority is like your inner compass, the direct connection between you and your truth. It's your soul's guidance system. It's like your inner knowing. It's your energetic discernment, your embodied knowing. Now, for those people who have a tendency to believe everything that they hear, or, you know, sometimes they have a tendency to be called gullible because they will believe anything, this is where your energetic discernment needs to be amplified so that you can make the right decisions for you without that influence of other people. It's like for so long, you know, people have given their power away to something outside of themselves. So it's very challenging for them to trust themselves, where they go to the extent where they even doubt what they're feeling as their truth. So what inner authority is not is fear. It's your trauma responses, hypervigilant, ego control, and emotional reactivity. So I guess what we could say is that your inner authority is more energetically expansive, loving, caring, and what it is not is fear, where it's anything that's going to constrict your energy and your body and your capability to make the right choices for you. So the other thing that's important too is that many people will confuse anxiety with intuition. Now, anxiety is loud, urgent, fearful, chaotic, okay? We know what it's like when we're anxious. It's like everything gets amplified and twisted up and tuned up a few notches. In contrast, your inner knowing is calm, grounded, steady, and clear. Fear is going to push truth guides, okay? So remember, anxiety is loud and boisterous and from fear, and it's also chaotic, but inner knowingness is calm, grounded, steady, and clear. So, you know, the other thing to remember is that everything is interconnected in ways we have no idea. I know in our world, if people have this saying, if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. Or the body is separate from the mind. Well, the body and the mind are dovetailed together, and we pit one against the other to, I'm going to say, try to control. But what we're really doing is a disservice to ourselves, because we're alienating and abandoning a part of who we are that's essential to becoming a complete and whole being, body, mind, and soul. So when our inner authority speaks, believe it or not, you're going to feel it in your body before it's going to go into your mind. Your body knows before the mind does, okay? And your body already knows what's kind of going on. You may feel, you know, might come across as tightness in the chest, or you just have this gut feeling, or all of a sudden you have this overwhelming exhaustion, which I'm having a lot of these days, and maybe there's some expansive enlightenment with all of that. You know, maybe you're feeling energized around aligned opportunities or feeling really drained around misaligned opportunities. Is like something feeding you energetically or sucking you dry? Something to pay attention to, because your body is the barometer and it's going to allow you to collect data through the body in order for you to make the right choices for you. Not your neighbor, not your spouse, not your employer, but for you. So your inner authority is going to reconnect you to your authentic identity. And it allows people to stop living from performance and survival patterns to more of moving from reaction to response, and from fear to discernment, from dependence to sovereignty, and from confusion to clarity. So, just a question for you to ponder here. What would your life look like if you really trusted yourself? And just be with that for a moment. It's probably a bottomless pit of possibilities. Sometimes when we don't trust ourselves, we are living from fear, a fear-based reality. So, you know, if you're realizing that today, how often you're disconnected from your own truth in order to fit in, be loved, or feel safe, know that you're not alone. And this is the exact kind of transformational work we explore together inside my sessions, programs, and community spaces. Healing begins the moment you start listening to yourself again. So just go to my website to learn more about my sessions and what I have to offer, and that's drdoloresfazzino.com. So, you know, we need to talk about childhood conditioning, because this is like our first educational opportunity of our life, is how we are molded by the family of origin that we are in. And, you know, let's talk about how we lose connection to our inner authority. I think many of us survive our childhood by looking for approval, because if we have our parents' approval, we're safe. For maybe pleasing others, if we please others, we are loved. And if we sacrifice ourselves, we are showing that we are more worthy than anything. And over time, people learn to distract themselves, second guess themselves, suppress their emotions and feelings, and disconnect from their innate wisdom that's in their body. People will often abandon themselves long before they realize it. And, you know, a classic example of that is saying yes when you mean no, staying in unhealthy relationships out of fear, and ignoring exhaustion, silencing your intuition, overriding your boundaries, and constantly seeking reassurance or validation from something outside of themselves. In our society, it unfortunately reinforces external authority. And this is done through like social media. We're judging and criticizing not only ourselves, but everybody else. Comparison, perfectionism, productivity culture. God, you know, you have to do to BBB, which is wrong. You need to BBB to do. It sounds like, you know, something bad, but it's not. And, you know, we become, you know, the expert dependency, where you need to depend on, give your power away to some guru or something. And there's the fear-based system. So what's important to remember: when people disconnect from themselves, their anxiety increases, their confusion increases, burnout increases, and emotional exhaustion increases. because the soul is constantly trying to redirect them back into alignment. So we're getting ready to go on our first break of the show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about becoming your inner authority in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series. So stay tuned, and we're going to share some more how you outsource your truth. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And before we went on break, we were talking about external validation addiction, which is when we are always looking for our authority outside of ourselves. And like we were saying, it was like social media, comparison, perfectionism, our productivity culture, where you always have to be in motion in order to be justified for your worthiness, expert dependency, where you're focusing on gurus and giving your power away to something, and fear-based systems, where it traps you into thinking gloom and doom, and you just continue to focus on that. Because remember, what you focus on, you continue to create. So it's no surprise to me that in our culture that there's so much anxiety and stress, because there's so many people are giving their power away to something outside of themselves. So let's talk about where you might be outsourcing your truth. Okay. So are you, in chronic indecision, or maybe you have a lot of self-doubt, or you have this fear of making mistakes? God forbid if you made a mistake, it's got to be perfect or you're not going to do it. Or you're overthinking every decision, and maybe you need constant reassurance. Or, sometimes you just want to know that you're not going crazy. I mean, I think we all are part of this on a continuum, that we all have these capabilities or these emotional signs, but some of them are more profound than others and others less. And some physical signs that may occur is like you're just exhausted. You know, we talk about adrenal fatigue patterns, dysfunctional nervous systems, dysregulated nervous systems. You may have physical signs like tension in your body, headaches, maybe even gut and digestive issues. And like we were saying, you know, your nervous system may be dysregulated for God knows how many decades of living your life, because we've normalized stress as being the new normal, which that's, I don't know who made that up, but it's not true. It's not the way we're supposed to be functioning. And some energetic signs may be, you know, feeling scattered and ungrounded, disconnected from yourself, feeling emotionally drained after interactions, and absorbing others' emotions. And that's mostly for our empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people, where boundaries are really, really non-negotiable and important. And boundaries are important because it's going to help you protect you and not drain your energy in, you know, directions that you don't want it to go. So, you know, some other energetic signs are difficulty discerning your own truth from others' projections. And for me, learning about projection was a game changer because, you know, I couldn't understand why people were spewing all these things that were just ugliness. And finally, I woke up and realized this is not my stuff. And I just had this epiphany, and I don't know where it came from, but it's like, to me, it was very telling about what that person was all about. And we see a lot of projections in society today. Just look at our political system. I mean, good God, it's like, it's, you know, uber projections. But to me, it's very telling about the people who are spewing those words, because there's a lot of wounded people out there that, you know, are trying to blow off steam. It's like they're in a pressure cooker. The pressure, you know, anybody who knows about a pressure cooker, you put the stuff in a pressure cooker, you seal it, it cooks, it boils, you know, starts, you know, capturing a lot of pressure. And then there's a valve that is a release valve. And so the release valve louts the steam out so the pot doesn't explode, basically. So same principle with people who project. It's like they're in their own pressure cooker and the pressure is getting so bad of all their angst and whatever that is about themselves that they need to let off steam. So what they do is they just project it out to somebody else, onto somebody else, hoping that they'll take it on as their truth. No is a full sentence, and that's telling me more about who you are. So, you know, sometimes when you get brave enough, you could just say, thank you for sharing who you are, and just walk away. So anyway, you have to be, you know, secure in yourself to say that, and you will get there. Trust me. When you're continuously overriding your truth, your body eventually begins communicating louder. It's like, first of all, it's like they hit you, Dolores, on tap on the shoulder. We need your attention. Dolores ignores that. Next thing you know, a slap across the face. Dolores, we need your attention. So Dolores still ignores it. So all of a sudden, here comes the refrigerator, and it lands on Dolores. So it's going to continue to escalate until it gets your attention. So emotional discomfort becomes physical symptoms, believe it or not. I know this from an intuitive and just from working in the medical profession. When we ignore things long enough, your body is going to need to somehow get your attention. And sometimes maybe you're going to develop a chronic illness or a cancer, or some other thing that you really don't want to have that experience. It's when there's a energetic misalignment that's occurring, okay? So something's out of kilter there, and your body is full of wisdom, and we give the power of the body away to something outside ourselves, but our body is a treasure trove of signs and symptoms, and also ways to heal ourselves if we choose to listen. So, you know, emotional discomfort becomes physical symptoms. Energetic misalignment creates exhaustion because we're out of alignment with what we truly should be doing, and your body's letting you know that. Chronic people pleasing creates resentment, and suppressed truth creates anxiety. So we have a society that there's a lot of anxiety. So people are probably not speaking their truths, and it's showing up in their power and stepping into their power. So the body often carries the burden of truths that the mind refuses to acknowledge. Okay, so the body and the mind need to start playing nicely together in the sandbox. You cannot have one without the other. You could try that, but guess what? When you ignore or disconnect from your body, this is where we start creating health challenges for ourselves because we're not listening to what the body is telling us. So, you know, how do you rebuild this trust with yourself? You know, I know for me, it took me a very long time to learn how to trust myself again. Just a series of life lessons, you know, catapulted me into being disconnected from myself, but also not trusting myself. I would doubt myself more so than trust it. So self-trust is rebuilt through consistent self-honoring. It's not through perfection or getting everything right, certainty, or controlling outcomes. You know, sometimes we have the fear, we live in fear, and that's what it's all about. We fear that something bad's going to happen, so we try to control everything so that we don't have to deal with what if this happened or what if that happened. So how we gain self-trust is through listening, pausing, honoring yourself, and choosing alignment repeatedly. So let's talk about some practical ways to rebuild your inner authority. Just slow down, okay? We are in a society where we are just way overstimulated. We're in constant noise, and it disconnects ourselves from ourselves. Our inner authority and inner knowing requires spaciousness, okay? Silence, being in nature, meditation, intentional pauses, mindful activities. All these things are what's going to bring you into your physical body. Just for an example, yesterday I spent a few hours just painting by number, and I got lost in my own little world. That is how you slow down. And just learn your body language too. Notice what feels expansive and what feels constricted or contractive, what feels calm and what brings you tension, what's heaviness and what's resonance. Just remember, the body is an energetic compass. So just practice small acts of self-trust, like honoring rest, saying no, choosing differently, speaking truth gently, and in trusting your intuitive nudges. Remember, every aligned choice strengthens self-trust. And we're getting ready to go on our next break on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network. And we are in our series, Sovereign Self-Mastery. And today we're talking about becoming your inner authority. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we're going to share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're enjoying the show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes and search for the Dr. Dolores Show. I will be very grateful, and this will assist in getting the information out to those that need it. So check it out. I'd really appreciate that. So we've been talking about sovereign self-mastery in our series today and becoming your own inner authority. And before we just segue into our meditation, I want to touch on fear versus inner knowing, because I feel that this is such an important thing. You know, some reasons why people fear trusting themselves is that they were taught their truth was wrong. They fear rejection. They fear failure. They fear being judged, criticized, and they fear uncertainty. Your inner authority often asks you to outgrow old identities and release unhealthy relationships and change directions, pivot if you want to call it that, and become more authentic and genuine and stop betraying yourself. This can feel very uncomfortable because your nervous system associates familiarity with safety. But when your nervous system is wired on fear, it almost perpetuates more and more of that. So sometimes alignment is going to disrupt your old patterns, change your relationships, challenge your conditions, and it requires a boatload of courage. However, the misalignment costs are far more over time. So it's important to give yourself a bucket load of grace, be brave, and know that even though the thought of it probably scares the bejeebers out of you, it's going to be so well worth moving through this and getting to the other side of that and stepping into your sovereignty and becoming your inner authority. So let's talk more about like a little experiential process that we could do here. So I just invite you to just get comfortable and just find a place where you're not going to be disturbed for the next 5 or 6 minutes. And as we move into today's activation and guided meditation, just allow yourself to soften the need to figure everything out mentally. This is not about forcing clarity. This is about reconnecting with the truth that already exists within you. Your body knows, your soul knows, your inner authority knows. And today, you are remembering how to listen. So, I just invite you to take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. Allow your body to soften. Allow yourself to arrive fully into this moment. Feel the support beneath you. Feel the steadiness of the earth holding you. With each breath, begin releasing the noise, the opinions, the pressure, the expectations you have carried from the outside world. You do not need to perform here. You do not need to prove yourself here. You simply get to be. Now bring your awareness to the center of your chest, your heart space. Imagine a soft golden light beginning to glow there. This light represents your inner authority, your truth, your wisdom, your connection to yourself. Notice that this light has always been here. Even in moments you doubted yourself. Even in moments you gave your power away. Your inner authority never left you. Now imagine this golden light growing brighter with every breath. See it moving through your chest, into your throat, into your mind, into your entire body. This light clears confusion. It clears fear. It clears the need for external approval. You are remembering yourself. Now silently repeat to yourself, I trust myself. I honor my knowing. I release the need for permission. I reclaim my energy. I stand in my sovereign self. My inner authority guides me clearly. Now take a deep breath and imagine yourself standing before a version of you that is fully embodied sovereign self-mastery. Notice how they stand, how they breathe, how they move through life. This version of you is calm, grounded, clear, certain. They do not abandon themselves to make others comfortable. They trust their knowing. Now allow this future version of you to place their hands on your shoulders and transmit that frequency directly into your body. Feel the activation. Feel the remembrance. Feel the alignment. You are no longer seeking yourself outside of yourself. You are becoming your own safe place. Take one final deep breath. And when you're ready, gently return. Welcome back, everybody. And if you're ready to go deeper into finding and reconnecting and remembering who you are, I invite you to explore the opportunities and the sessions I have to work with you and you with me, so that we can create a more aligned, beautiful life for you as you step into your authority. So learn more about my services. Just go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you will learn more about my offerings. So we're getting ready to go on to our last break of our episode. And once again, you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host, medical intuitive and energy whisperer and nurse practitioner. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it up for our episode. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I just want to thank you so much for joining me today on the Dr. Dolores Show. We've been talking about sovereign self-mastery in our series and becoming your own inner authority. And if today's conversation on this topic resonated with your heart and soul, I invite you to stay connected and continue this journey with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show, leave a review, and share the episode with someone who may need this message right now. You never know, people are more interconnected than you could imagine. And just by just sharing it, you might have one of those aha moments. Your support helps awaken and empower more people around the world. And also to know that more and more people are waking up and needing to hear this message to know that they are not alone. I also invite you to join my newsletter community, where I share spiritual insights, energetic tools, upcoming events, inspiration, and where you could get a free guided meditation called Being in the Present Moment, which is going to help you ground in multiple dimensions in the present moment and support you in your inner authority. And if you're feeling called to deepen your healing and awakening and transformation journey, I offer intuitive mentorship and guidance, energetic healing sessions, and personalized support designed to help you bridge the physical, emotional, energetic, and spiritual aspects of your life. And you could learn more about all my services, offerings, and events and resources by visiting drdoloresfazzino.com. And remember, beautiful soul, the answers you seek are not outside of you. Your wisdom lives within you. Your inner authority is already there, waiting for you to trust it. So today we talked about some takeaways from today. Your inner authority is your innate guidance system. It is not something outside of you. It is within you. Self-trust strengthens every time you honor your truth. So by all means, please honor your truth and yourself. Chronic self-abandonment creates exhaustion, confusion, and energetic misalignment. This is where you have abandoned yourself at the expense of the external world. Sovereign self-mastery begins when you stop seeking permission to be yourself and allow and remember that you are a sovereign being, deserving and worthy of being here. Alignment creates greater peace, clarity, and ease than force or control over will. So your inner authority is not asking you to become something new. It's inviting you to remember who you always been under the conditionings of fear and noise. Sovereign self-mastery is not perfection. It's presence. It's alignment. And it is learning to trust yourself enough to live your truth, even when it feels unfamiliar. Remember, the more you honor yourself, the more life begins to reflect that alignment back to you. You are not here to live disconnected from your own wisdom. You are here to embody it. So I'm just going to leave you with this quote. Your inner authority becomes clear the moment you stop abandoning yourself to fit the expectations of others. And I'm going to share a message from my highest galactic self. Beloved one, you were never meant to live disconnected from your own knowing. The distortion of your world taught you to seek authority outside yourself so you would forget the immense wisdom already encoded within you. Yet your soul has always remembered. Every experience, every challenge, every awakening has been guiding you back to the sacred truth of who you are. You are not here to ask permission to exist. You are not here to shrink your knowing to make others comfortable. You are not here to betray your truth in exchange for approval. You are here to embody your original frequency. As you reclaim your inner authority, timelines shift. Fear dissolves. Clarity returns, and your external reality begins reorganized around your alignment. Trust what resonates deeply within your soul. The answers you seek are not separate from you. You are the compass. You are the medicine. You are the authority you have been searching for. And now you are remembering. So just take that all in. And just remember, self-trust is not something you build overnight. It's a relationship you rebuild moment by moment. And sometimes we may need support while learning how to reconnect with ourselves, whether through intuitive guided sessions, energetic healing work, mentorship, community. Know that support is available for you and you don't have to do it yourself. So just sit with this for a moment. This was a lot to bite off and chew, this episode, but yet it's a very important piece of stepping into self-mastery and your sovereignty. Continue to become your own inner authority. And thank you for joining me today on the Dr. Dolores Show. And remember, your truth matters. Your voice matters, and your inner authority matters. Keep listening to the wisdom within you. Until next time, continue awakening to the powerful, sovereign being you were always meant to be. Remember, you are worth it. Take care and see you next time. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it. You are worth it.